जो तो सिस्टम शुरू करने के कारण और अगर प्रॉफिट हो
special subject for study.
Two different attitudes
therefore, to approach the absolute truth, God, is very difficult subject matter. The Brahma principle is Mahajana Deva Vadatta Pratya. Mahajana means the recognized person. Recognized by the Supreme God, such person who follows. We have got the least of recognized persons. As like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, the Manu, described in the Bhagavad Gita, Manu's name is there. Yam Jivasadi Yuvam Prasthavan Ahom Vayam Vivasral Manavik Prahu This Manu. The Manu in Kapila then Prahlad Janam where they Sukadev Goswami Jamrad. In this way there are 12 Mahārāyas, and we receive knowledge from either of them. That is bona fide philosophy. That is called parampara Krishna. The original teacher is Krishna, and from him his son born, Vibhushan, last teacher. He spoke to his son, Manu. Manu spoke to his son, Ikhaku. In this way, the parampara system is coming. And that is Guna. This is our to accept knowledge of the perfect person, all the Guna Pai.
Yes,
we can include it, just like Lord Jesus Christ, the Bona Fide teacher, and he has been his teaching, his commandments. If you follow the commandments, then you are Bona Fide student. But if you don't follow, then you are not Bona Fide.
And if you try to follow the tail, or if you...
You must follow. You cannot fail. It's like the last back says, thou shalt not kill. You must follow. If you do not follow, then you are not Krishna. It is not the question of that you could not follow or you are weak. You must follow.
But the Krishna is not
I am an offender. I ask your forgiveness. So you can forgive me once, twice, thrice, not more. You cannot make it a profession that you go on committing sin and God will forgive you. That is this one. One, that is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Kupi Devi Sudhuracharu Bhajate Mahamananda Bhava Guru Yasama. This Sudhuracharu means offender. That is not willful offense. One person is accustomed to some bad habits, but he has given to Krishna consciousness and God consciousness. But on account of strong habits, if he fails sometimes, then he is good for goodness. Not that willful something change and ask for forgiveness. Tell him that. Common affairs you do not see. I have got practical experience. In my household and life, I was proprietor of a big furnace. So, my manager sold some mafia equipment to some unauthorized person. So, the excise inspector, they noted it and met a criminal, and the magistrate called me because I was the proprietor. And so my statement was given that I do not conduct the business directly. Of course, I am responsible for my manager's fault. But I can well speak in future, you can forgive me. Immediately I will forgive. Next time if I go, you can say that. That is not forgiveness. This forgiveness is good for accidents and faults. But it cannot be continued. There is a wrong theory.
Let's try to follow the rules. That's why we were having rules for drinking.
Yes.
Would that be a sin in a
yes.
non-Krishna?
Oh, no, that is for anyone. When you speak something from the daily scripture, then it's meant for everyone.
And in a river, actually, I've heard of Krishna before. He brings all your bad rules, as you know. But you say, when you said that, you have to say the same thing. If you can explain. He brings me to strength of the bad. You know, these rules are a good one, we've never heard of Krishna. And you do the things I will do more things which are all the very simple. Without
the if there is law, and if you do not know the law, and you commit offense, there is no excuse that you do not know the law. Similarly, a human life is meant for understanding law. That is the main business of human life. If one does not know this law, then he thinks it.
Yes, but the new really is for me, because I have the book here that is telling me that the same thing is true. Different rules, different laws. And it was true, it seems to be true.
Law cannot be defined, but it can be modified according to the time and circumstances. But the different law cannot be defined.
Maybe you could add specific examples of difference.
Well, we have to try and keep them apart.
Drinking, intoxication.
But what about intoxication?
What is one? Is it wrong?
Keep
saying that the Roman Catholic can take wine. The law allows them to take wine,
or tobacco,
or
meat,
So the rules are different.
The rules help, not different. But we have to see, just like your commandments. The commandments there is, thou shalt not kill. Then how you can eat meat?
Well, that is absolutely possible. I think about the necessities of wine.
Wine. Yes.
And very, very interesting to admit that it was known as Greek wine.
The wine is tender.
I really say it good, but I mean it's good.
Wine for today's Roman Catholic basic is essential.
This is so many. Other things also. Just like Roman Catholic, there is an example. They have allowed marriage between man to man. Do you know that? In New York, there is a paper, what tower? What tower?
What tower?
They published in the magazine. I have seen in that magazine. They condemned me that the priests have allowed marriage to men. And
in New York, maybe.
Christianity does not mean in New York it should be different and Rome it should be different. Then nobody is following.
Could it be, Srila Prabhupada, that this sanction of wine drinking be from God? Could that sanction come from God? Do you think that is possible?
We don't find this sanction by God to drink. But under certain circumstances, beverages, different types of beverages, not for intoxication, but for giving help. That is good. Just like in the moon planet, it is mentioned, they drink somorov. Somorov is a kind of river made from extract of herbs. So, because it is very cold there, so they drink that. But not for intoxication. People drink for intoxication. That's why in medicine, so many drugs are used. When opium is used, then morphia is used. But they are not used ordinarily for specific purposes. In snake poison is used, but that does not mean a snake poison should be used by people. So, all benefit of the body under particular circumstances, something may be allowed, but that is not for general use or for intoxication. That is not. Just like animal killing is sometimes prescribed in the yoga. The purpose is different. But that is something unrestricted animal killing in the slaughterhouse should form. That is simple. if we violate the laws particularly, then how we can consider as belonging to some group of believers? And that's the thing.
That he is wise, they try to save his men, therefore he did not send him away the taxes.
Well, I didn't hear about that. Yeah, I knew what they had said.
God is taking prison in his office. So, whatever this may be, we are not concerned. But this is the basic principle that the king, or the head of the state, the Brahmana, and the public leader must be very clean. Otherwise, the country will fall. That is it. At the present moment, there is all over the world, we are doing all over the world. It is very hard to find out ideal platform. That is the defect. The basic culture, the ideal class of man, can be Brahman. Their qualification was truthful, self-control, mind and the senses. Then tolerant, very simple life, full of knowledge, practical application of knowledge and life. And whom faith is God. These are ideal characters. But such men are not available at the present moment. Therefore, the total idealism is defective. Just like in your body, there are four divisions, the head, the heart, the belly, and the leg. If the head is spoiled, then you are mad. In spite of possessing hands and bellies and legs, you cannot work. So at the present moment, the heads are spoiled. Therefore the whole world is in chaotic country. People advance in education, still their enemy comes. One back to another. If you are passing on in the street, the gentleman's house, there is a kind walk. You are on the dogs, don't come. Because you cannot believe anyone. Go to the airport. Any high class kind of man is such a spot. So nobody will believe it. This is the result of our education. You cannot find out an ideal person. Yes. Due to third class, fourth class man. There is no third class man. The Brahmanas are considered to be first class men. The Kshatriyas are considered to be second class men. And the Vaishnavas, they are third class men, and the rest are fourth class men. At the present moment, there is third class, some, and all fourth class and fifth class. There is no third class and fifth class. So unless there at least some of them are third class men idea, the UN society is doomed. It cannot be peaceful. Full of shudras, fourth class. Our Krishna consciousness movement is meant for creating some first class. This is our idea. Therefore, we forbid them not to take me, not to have this effect, not to, because we think her accepted by the fourth class, fifth class, and let's sit there, sex life, meat eating, intoxication, gambling. They are not to be in that by the first class, tenth class. In that class, it begins from the fourth class, tenth class. So, if one remains to the category of the fourth class, fifth class, that how will it be same class as first class? That will be the first class. But our enemy is to create some first class. These lawyers, although they are young men, they never go to Sinema. They're young men, they are not or pretend to see. But they're so elevated that Gimna or the low provinces, going to the club, the slums, and cinema, or naked dance and preaching. Because they are first class. They cannot be blended to the third class, fourth class public. They are training them. That is the question.
Yes, you said
the first wrong. Yes. Yes, our principle is that we can eat only what is offered to God. We cannot eat things in the restaurant because it is not offered to God. We may prepare nice things for Krishna and our partner. Then it is our
Krishna.
Jagya is to know something, but something is for the future. Jagya. Jagya means what is the law. So, what is the law? Krishna is the guy. Everyone is cooking for eating. Every home. So, cook certain things which is acceptable to Krishna. Then offer things and take the prasad. There is no difficulty, but it becomes very fast. Yajna Sishti Suna Santa Mukshanti Sadhikins. Because willfully or not willingly, we are committing so many sins.
Yes, I appreciate that very much. I am saying, is it not possible for things to be dedicated to God without actually being placed on the altar in that way? I mean, what people may be doing that way.
No, thing is, if you want to offer to God, then God is all pure. The things you offer, that must be pure. And you must follow the instruction of God. Suppose if you want to give me something else, as a matter of etiquette, you ask me, what can I offer you? And if I say that you will offer me this thing, and that way, you cannot offer me according to your beliefs. That may not be acceptable.
Yes, I think
that you are dedicated. Dedication must be in this sanction of God. If you dedicate something which is not sanctioned by God, then that offering is not pleasing. Suppose I have got a certain taste. If you ask me what kind of food I can prepare for, in me I still insist on me that the housewife ask the husband to give up the family. What do you want to eat? Offer something to God. You must take sanction from the God. If you want to eat them.
Oh, but I'm thinking of some kind of work. The work which you do.
What
then offer to God? The work, whatever. The work, the Indian bus drivers, the
people, the family. No, no, you must take sanction. Anything you want to do, you must take sanction. Don't you know?
Take sanction. Sometimes you have.
He cannot do anything reasonably. And he thinks that he can render the service to his Lord.
Oh, yes, yes. The sanction then applies to scientific exhibitions like engineering
activities in the factory,
technological,
scientific work.
No. There is no sanction. These are all sinful activities.
It's material activities.
Yes. And you have created all this. God has not sanctioned. God has not sanctioned for running on a factory. Therefore, as soon as you run on a factory, you simply commit sinful activities. You don't find any satisfaction that you run on a factory, a slaughterhouse, or the problem and take this thing. You worry. No satisfaction. But you have done your things. Besides the last one, Mr. Kanchi, and if I say I want to go to the church, what is that? He? Busy?
Yes.
And now, before starting the war, Mr. Jackson and company did not make any sense. And when they are in the worst condition, then that time they are going to the church for the cannot be made in such a way as offer something. That's not possible. If you start there, you start walk usually, and when you are in a precarious condition, you go to the church, say, God, you are with me. What is it? It is commanding God. But you have to follow the command of God. That is the condition.
What was
Children in the time of the war.
God.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Jagannath Bhikkhu did not like the Pritikas to find his train all over the world. And wherever they went to train, they were restricted. I know this fact. In India, the British have monopolized all trade, and they did not allow German Jews to come in. That was the cause of the war. The German knew that the British were purchasing from Germany and stamping men in London and selling in India at high price. And when the Germans go there, they are not allowed to enter. This is the cause of the war. The Germans still, they do not like to speak in English. They're so indigenous. So, Chengal and Maitha tried to stop them, but his nation created the cause of the war. Why? Just to remember the remark, the three threads. German is not the way. It is called peace negotiation. The remark was three threads. Everyone, and that is very good. Why change to this? This is unnatural. Let there be three threads. General public, they want best thing at good price. At cheap price. So if Japan and Germany can supply goods, necessary goods, at cheaper price, why this is this thing? Let the people get a mandala. No, it is going on. In India, I know, they are selling sugar at 2.5, 4.5 a pound out here, outside. And India is for peace. But it is nonsense. It is going on. They want to import some war material or something else. Therefore they want export exchange. So they are sacrificing the convenience of the local people for export exchange. These things are going on. These politicians, they create an atmosphere. Therefore I say, the heads of the state, they must be clean. But they are all moderated. Therefore the whole world is a chaotic country. So every politician has got a particular motive behind. And when he cannot pull off the bigger one, the Pakistan. Pakistan, since the beginning of Pakistan, they could not make any economic condition very tough. But when the people are too much educated, they declare war with India. The whole nation, and they have been educated in such way that India is a strong nation. Anything Indian is destroyed in Pakistan. So this is going on. By the politicians, the creating situation, because they are not honest. They are not clean. And a clean man cannot become a politician. Mr. Lord God said that a consistency by the politician is the qualification of an ass. They cannot get consistency among the politicians. That is the defense that the politicians of the age, leaders of the society, and they are in the same way. Everyone has got his own ideas. And the fight is going on in the poor man in the state shelter. It's like in India, the partition, Pakistan and Hindustan. It was arranged by the leaders.
Jinnah ajaran gaya. Especially Jinnah. The people are suffering. And this is what makes the partition in such a way that they remain continually in war. Because anyone wants the electricity of life, the foodstuff is in Pakistan and the industry is in India. So the Pakistan will suffer for want of industry and India will suffer for want of food. This is Vedic plan, purpose. They have no business to divide the country. But they want to rule as a parting key. That you don't want independence. You will have independence, but you will remain partition in war. This is what they want to do. None of them are benefiting. Occasionally, they are fighting and losing so much money and men. The political game. Similarly, Germany is divided. Ireland is divided. People are fighting. Just to be so sober and honest that people should be peaceful without any anxiety, without any want. I think the duty of the reader to see. But spiritually they are in the one, in scarcity, not in peace of mind, full of anxiety. In India, especially, you see, the economy is so unsteady. The money value is decreasing every day. Nobody knows what will be tomorrow. Rice is selling today at 2 rupees kilo, tomorrow 3 rupees, next day 4 rupees. Where is the income is coming? Let me then strike, railway strike. So this is the mismanagement. We cannot guarantee, at least in England I think that there are some high England in America also. The people are happy in this way. They are not enough. Full stop, no scarcity. But in India it is not all scarcity. Who's up there? It's loaded by somebody else. Still not let through. Very good culture. That is it. The government stopped. The government stopped because the black marketer, they passed for management. So many things are going on, I don't wish to discuss. And due to unclean politicians, unclean head of the department. Being had so mismanaged, people are suffering.
Therefore, in the newspaper, a few days ago, India exploded a nuclear bomb, an atomic bomb underground. This was used for peaceful reasons in order to develop this nuclear bomb.
That was a black hole. And I want leaders in their clothes for food, because we are in scarcity of food. The leader said, of course, it is very difficult to assure you on good health. But from next week, you will have television. Next week, you will have television.
Television.
So the improvements are going on, television. But they are stuck. Television. advancement of knowledge and learning is going on. It's discovering television, but there's no food. This is the reason I truth and reason. Be honest. Then there are food. Punjab is still producing food grain. Bengal is still producing rice. But they are stopped by government man and then we send. They're lying on the station for dispatch. But they will not be dispatched. They're rotten. Rainy season spoiled the whole storm. Still, they are not dispatched. Official, there is no dispatch order. There is no warrant available. Simply his management, hot bread. Mm-hmm. People are suffering. How is it possible to contain? Suppose India's income, the average income is very poor. Suppose one man asks 10 rupees a day and he has to purchase 10 rupees simply rice for the family, 10 or for others. The real income is earned. You want to earn money by taking bread in his own capacity. So bribing has become a custom. Anywhere you go, unless you bribe, you cannot get it. And they say that whatever salary you are getting, that is not sufficient. For extra earning is by taking bread. Now, in the Western countries also, the difficulty is arising. I do not know whether you are already aware. There are so many boys that they are becoming hippies. They are reluctant to do anything. That is a very dangerous thing. He is unemployment, no engagement. That is not good for the country. Everyone should be employed. Everyone should be engaged in some service. That should be the policy of the government. And everyone should be happy without any anxiety. That is good law. So many people are in class, doing nothing, producing nothing. Is it not a problem? So there are so many problems. On the whole, the material world is full of problems. That is discussed in the Bhagavad Gita by the Supreme Being, Krishna. Dukkhayam asasadam. It is a place for millions. You cannot make things very lightly going on. It's not. Therefore, the best purpose is to serve leave this test material world and go to the spiritual world. That's very awesome. You are advising people to become Krishna consciousness. And that way, we leave the place of misery and enter the eternal life. Tatta deham punar janma nahi mame maam udesa pramuti asukhala sahasatam namvanti mahatma sanshuddhim paramanam prasahas divya. We don't try to have just things here. Hey, it is not possible. It is not possible. I was big brother for a name, and they give my ideas. It is never possible to make your things peaceful. Very well. Let's say, if you want to make the gravity very scientific, this is not from gravity. Every minute is becoming stuck. Similarly, this one is so contaminated that you cannot make it completely clean for the body. That is not possible. To call it a place of millions. Actually, it is bad. Now we are trying to get out of misery. Is it not? The civic activities means to get out of misery. Is it not? The whole attempt is to be out of miserable conditions. That's like medicine. What is the medicine? Medicine means an attempt to get out of the miserable condition of disease. But you cannot stop it. He may discover very improved method of medical treatment, but you cannot stop disease. That is not. Discover many means to stop death. There is no end of it. But we cannot stop it. There is not possible. In this way, and Bhagavad Gita says that we might be very advanced in civilization and scientific knowledge to make improvement the condition of life. But he cannot make solution of these things. Janma mrityu jara jaya vibhuta dosha. But death, old age and disease, he cannot compromise.
Since birth now, we see can you say that it's worth the condition of the world is worse now than it used to be, or
what's now in this day? Because people cannot improve the facility which is given to the bars and gates. They have no problem of eating. But you have created such a civilization that people are facing the problem so acutely that there are no means to eat. Do you see it is possible?
Well, I think it dies very much.
Yes, there is a problem.
But some days,
many countries, especially we are in India, we have seen in India. Now, yes, there is no reason. The government cannot supply food. Tell you. The problem which is not in among the beasts and bars. The bars and beasts, they have no such problem. They are really being jumping from one tree to another. And say, no, there is no problem of eating. But
human society, there is problem of eating.
What they are not. And there is enough place for producing food. I've seen Africa, Australia, enough if the foodstuff is produced there, 10 times of the population can be well fed. But they don't have, don't come there. The Africans will say to the Indians, don't come there. Wow. Therefore, Krishna Mahasattva is so nice. He says everything belongs to Krishna. We are all sons of Krishna. Let us live peacefully and recognize Krishna's power. This is the best level. But the so-called politicians and leaders, they are saying, no, we cannot enter immediately. America is not less beautiful. But they will, although they are born to the United Nations, UNESCO, they could not find out any solution. They, although there is possibility of producing 10 times of the requisites of the whole population of the world, they will not help. They will not help. On what side, see, this evening, this planet, Purnamadam, Purnamadam, Purnam, Purnamadam, everything is complete. You require water. At the same, for 3 times, but then the land. And he wanted to distribute it over the land. But then not on the Sambhava. And there will be sufficient food there. Annal bhavanti food, annal bhavanti bhutanam. And if there is sufficient to eat, have sufficient eatables to the animals and to the man, then anything is possible. So where is that element? There is enough land, enough facility, enough water. Now, utilize them and produce food there. Eat nicely, drink it fully, and chant Hare Krishna. And go back to home that way. This is all. Why there should be industry? You want to eat that love. Instead of eating this flesh, killing poor animals, but then to produce food there. Fruits, flowers, food there, and take meat from the animals, and produce meat product, all nutritious food, all nice food, and be happy, and given by God for His kindness. This is simple. What is this process? There is petrol problem. I see so many buses and not a single man. One or two men. And for 2 men, a big, huge bus is being run. And so much petrol is consumed. I see. I went from Nairobi to London in a plane. Only 5 passengers. Out of there, 4 passengers in India. Why is this nonsense? And there is petrol problem. No? They are creating simply the so-called advanced production region, creating problems. That is due to these respect leaders. Amdhāra Phāṁdhīru Paniyumāna Sethi Satanta Ulaṁni Vanta. They do not know what is the ideal of life, what is the aim of life. They are creating hot pot civilization and putting the mass of people in chaos. This is the Sāṁsāṁsāṁ. But do not know whether you can live with me, but this is my study of the Buddha's teaching. We just describe in the Shastra as unawful, unwanted. No awful means there is some meaning. But they are created a situation which has no meaning. Anarth. And in medicine, a remedy for anarth is suggested also in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Anartha Vaswami Sāsāt Bhakti Yubam Purupadhi. Finally, first. Yes, another. Bhagavat. Yes. First and
second.
Yes. The index of the first answer to find out the class.
Index
of
the
Anartha upasamam sākṣā bhakti yogam adhapaje lokasya ajānata vidyāṁ sattve sāktata sankhya. We have got solution for all the problems. If people take it, they will be there.
Page 324. Translation: the material misery of the living entity, which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by the leading process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this, and therefore the learned Vyāsadeva compiled this Vedic literature, which is in relation to the Supreme Truth. Purport: Sri Vyāsadeva is the all-perfect personality of Godhead. The statement suggests that the complete unit of the personality of Godhead includes his parts and parcels also. He saw, therefore, the different energies, namely the internal energy, the marginal energy, and the external energy. He saw also his different plenary portions as parts of the plenary portions, namely his different incarnations also, and he specifically observed the unwanted miseries of the conditioned souls who are bewildered by the external energy. And at last he saw the remedial measure for the conditioned souls, namely the process of devotional service. It is a great transcendent science that begins with the process of hearing and chanting the name, fame, glory, etc. of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Revival of the dormant affection or love of Godhead does not depend upon the mechanical system of hearing and chanting, but it solely and wholly depends upon the causeless mercy of the Lord. When the Lord is fully satisfied with the sincere efforts of the devotee, he may endow him with his loving transcendental service. But even with the prescribed forms of hearing and chanting, there is at once mitigation of the superfluous and unwanted misery of material existence. Such mitigation of material affection does not wait for the development of transcendental knowledge.
Rather, knowledge is dependent upon devotional service for ultimate realization of the Supreme Truth.
Guiding man. The brain is left.
Our custom in daily tradition that anyone who comes is offered graciously pusa and
well, oh, thank you, without speech and personal information.
Now, this good stuff is meant for human beings. They're not as bad as cats and dogs. If you produce more from this good stuff, and the remaining balance, the skin, you can offer to the animal. This is, you can become fat, and the outer and external skin, you offer to the animal. I mean, he gives you meat. This is proper. You produce, man can produce fruits and flowers, grains, they become fat, and the vegetable portion gives to the animal, she gives to milk, she becomes milk. This is God.
Well, I see. But we have a small
government here,
and we very visible.
Did he sit around to kill somebody and even see three at home?
Is it possible? Is it wrong to kill to eat fish?
Huh?
Fish.
Almost. You cannot eat anything in glass without this hands and arms. What to think of these and others? You cannot eat in a piece of glass. Ikavasanidam santam prasinti 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 prasinti. Everything belongs to God. He can simply endure after being sent and by God. Otherwise, this is real endurance. Everything belongs to God. In this room, it is supposed that everything belongs to me. In my students, they are scientists. They are not trying to say, but still they are. Similarly, you cannot touch anything. Everything belongs to God. Without this. This is God's knowledge.
First of all, I think it is not
here. You cannot do anything. Things you can. They are your solution. If anyone does things together, then he becomes immediately free. You are a big brother of our family.
But it's so close.
Anyway, it was spread this God consciousness, this knowledge of God consciousness, well of your God
consciousness. Yes. Yes. Your Bhagavad Gita, and this is very impressive.
Yes.
And a few days ago he came back for another copy, which he recommended to his friend.
That's right. So the family try to spread everything, whatever we see or
based on the Bhagavad.
It's pretty difficult when you're talking to Gary Chitta. I mean, all of this, but I mean, the people without a memory in Europe, yes, but I mean, it's
everywhere in this field, because people have become godless, still you have to try on this. And the task is difficult, not doubtless. It's very difficult to bring back people to God on this. But it's still you have to do it. To satisfy God, you want.
During your conversation with this gentleman, you mentioned that there was nowhere any sanction by God for industry or business. So does that mean that these workers in factories and industries, to attain Krishna consciousness, they could not go out with their work?
No. Our recommendation is that whatever position you are, you can chant for it. If you want us in the country, you can chant for it. What is it? Actually, they consider us. So, why not sit down for 5 minutes, 10 minutes and chant for it? What is it? Apart from the thought, the dream, here in my name, whatever is done is done. You chant Hare Krishna, and everything is yours. Praise the Lord.
Eventually, it's understood they must stop their industry.
There's no one to stop them. If their livelihood has become stopped, there's no problem. But they can ask, this Hare Krishna chant, then things will be addressed. It is not possible to stop. You can't make up a life. That's not possible. If one can stop, it is well and good. But even if there is no stop, you can chant Hare Krishna.
But ultimately, isn't our idea that the city complex should remain, that things should become more spread out to farm rural areas?
Yeah, naturally. If this man is spread out, it is industry. You can go back to here. But if you are not, it is industrial activity. Because he's thinking that I'm getting more money. Bob, money and all that, and me, making the but if you can't tell me so much of the he's not going to tell you the but I mean, they told me to say, this kind of one, he go back, begin. Is it French?
No, it's new. It's new for me.
This was your idea to put the temple buildings on the night. Yeah, you have to look at me about that.
very good teacher. Encouraging. There are so many devotees in one center. It is very much pleasing to me. I started thinking of heaven. And he slowly, slowly forward. And he never asked, but he called him, said, she's hidden. But before, of course, there was an idea, in fact, that the Lord is starting. But before.
Looks like it will be heavy competition for the next branch issue.
Huh?
Looks like strong competition for the next branch issue.
Very good. It could get them, eh?
Mm-hmm. That was in Watford.
It is. Every time it improves.
Mm-hmm.
That is Krishna's way.
I think they're getting some ideas from our French magazine.
You are now born. You are not mature to take ideas from you.